Pasha, and one of the most divisive episodes in the first few years since the founding of the state was accepting money from the Germans for reparations. I assume that most people are going to go to Poland in a few weeks from now. And so one of the very divisive issues was, were we allowed to take money from Germany for reparations after the Holocaust? And a lot of different aspects of that question, but one of those aspects hopefully we're going to touch on today. The first is this year, and then we'll look at it afterwards. Okay, let's zero in on a few psukim, this is Parsha Mishpatim, and a few in Emor, and then we'll start this year. Okay, the pasuk says like this. Psukim says like this. V'chi yirtzon Hashem, two guys are fighting it out. One wants the saints, one likes the cults. V'nagfu isha hara. So one takes a bottle of beer and throws the other one, and he ducks. V'nagfu isha hara. It hits a pregnant woman. V'yatzu yiladeh. She miscarries. Chalila. V'lo yason. Whatever a son is, it's not good. I will build later on what a son means. But it doesn't happen. There's no a son. Anoshianesh. There is a penalty. That he pays for the embryos. That the baby's not born yet. They had some financial value. So, in such a case, with a woman, there's no ason. Yisachor means the woman is still alive. Then, the perpetrator who caused the woman to abort, to miscarry, he pays the father of the children, her husband, the amount of those babies. The imason yet, if something horrible happens, there's an ason. Yeah, and the Tata Nefesh Tachat Nefesh. Nefesh Tachat Nefesh. I understand that. What's Nefesh Tachat Nefesh? What happens? Any ideas? Nefesh Tachat Nefesh. What happens?
Kills the guy.
Well, with one shot, we'll see later on. We'll see some Machlokas Tanoim how to understand what exactly happens. But if there's no Ason, they pay money. If there is Ason, of course she dies. We'll see what that means. Then Nefesh Tachat Nefesh. Okay, so that's one parsha where two guys are going at it, they cause a woman to miscarry, and there's no ason, but if there is ason, whatever that means, there will be a different halacha. Okay, that's parsha number one. Now skipping ahead to the end of parsha Emor, the psukim say like this, and we're all learning Baba Kama. Where are you up to, Mikias, guys? Where are you up to? Laman Zayin. Alright, so, this already, it's the Kazmuk Subas, very famous. Umakev Behema Yishomena. A person who causes damage to a behemoth pays money. Umake adam yuma. And a person, because a person dies. Now, by nizikin, adam hamazik. Does he get off the hook for onus? For shogeg? Yes or no? Adam hamazik. A person bumps into, breaks a window. He didn't mean to. Generally speaking, unless it's like onus gummer, gummer, gummer. But generally speaking, is a person chayv or pater for adam hamazik? So Chazal, on one hand we have a person attacks an animal, he's chayev, and if he kills a person, he dies. So later on we'll see the famous halach of Tanu Bechizkia, who makes a hekesh between these two things. Okay, so let's see the Gemara's inside. Okay, now I'm going to start bottom right, Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. Okay, let's say a guy doesn't like his next door neighbor. He aims for his next door neighbor ducks in time, and he kills the guy two houses over. I didn't want that to happen. So what's the law? So, for Masechet Sanhedrin Ayin Tet Amud Aleph, middle of the right side. Fishlur Abanan Darmin Nikatim Argetzeh, Chayav, according to Rabbanim, if you person Chalila aims to kill person A and kills person B, has to die. Chayav Mavet. Dichtiv, Lechi Inatsu Anashim Nekfu Isha Hara. That's the psukim we saw earlier, a few minutes ago. V'am Rabbi Elazar, B'mitzvot Shabamita Ketuv Medaber. It's talking about where a person wants to kill somebody else. Dichtiv Marshitz, here we go, up in front, Dichtiv, up here. Dichtiv, im ason yeh, natata nefesh tachat nefesh. As, what's your name in the front?
Ari.
So Ari, you say like Rabbanu, that nefesh tachat nefesh means kipshuto, a person has to die. if Ploni tried to kill A and killed B, he really had kavana for Ritzicha. He succeeded. He got the wrong guy, but he was successful in killing somebody. He dies. That's shot in the puzzle, which is tata nefesh. If there is a son, if a person didn't want to kill this woman, he wants to kill the Colts fan, and he ducked, and the waitress got killed instead, nefesh tata nefesh, he dies. Hello, Rabbi Shimon. But according to Rabbi Shimon argues, Rabbi Shimon says, if a person wants to kill A and he killed B, Beitin doesn't kill him. You have to, for Beitin to kill somebody, you have to kill a person. So how does he understand the pasuk from the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh? If there is a son, if the woman died, the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh, what does this mean? Mamon. It means he has to pay money. Okay, the Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh. Mamon. That if a person wanted to kill the Colts fan and killed the waitress instead, he pays money to the Yorshim, to the those inherit that woman. What's the pshat? The Tanya, we learn the Braita. Rebbe Omer, the Tata Nefesh Tacha Nefesh, Mamon. Ata Omer Mamon, o eno ela nefesh mamish. Nemratina lamata, nemratina lamala. It says earlier in the pasuk, "Gabi lo yasam natan b'filim." Natan b'filim. That's if the woman, the waitress, is not killed; she miscarried. Though in such a case, natan b'filim, you have to pay money of what the embryos were worth to the father of the embryos. Afkan mamon. So just like lamala, natan meant mamon. Likewise, lamata natata nefesh tata nefesh natata. So it's like natan, you pay mamon. Okay, so you have two pshat so far. If a person wants to murder A and murders B, according to Chachamim, the murderer gets killed. According to Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon, together, we don't kill the murderer, he pays money. And now for the third pshat. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hai Detana Debechizkiya, we're about to learn right now, Mafka mid Rebbe, Umafka mid Rabbanan. He is different. He's outside. He argues in Rabbanan, who say that we killed the murderer. He argues on Rebbe, who says that the murderer has to pay the money. The Tana, the Beit Chizkiya. The pasuk we saw earlier in Vayikra, in Parshat Emor. Makeh Adam, Makeh Behema. The Torah juxtaposes them. The Hekesh, in one pasuk. In their absolutes. Now, it's going to be 180 degrees opposite, but they can be in common. Just like a person who causes nezek to an animal is always chayv to pay, likewise, if a person kills a human being, he's always pater. In other words, they're similar in their extremity, but in different directions. Mamaka behema lochoka belochilakta ba ben shori lemezi ben mikav lishin mikav. This is vav kama daf kavav. Because basically, onesh shogeg eno mikaveg in the zikin, adam hamazik is chayev. Ah, makeh adam. Lo tachlok bo, bein shogeg lemezid, bein mikaveg lishayim mikaveg, bein derech yidal derech aliyah, nachmina for your miklat, lichayvo mamon, ela lifotro mamon. So once again, what they have in common, Amaka Behema is Adam Hamazik Mamo, a person who causes property damage, like animals. Amaka Adam is a person who murdered another person, or killed another person by accident. They have in common, they're extreme and they're absolute. Just like when a person causes property damage, not his items, but the person himself causes property damage, he's always chayev. We learn Baba Kama Dach Chavav. On the flip side, a person called Khalilah, caused death of somebody else, is always pater. And what's the phrase which we associate with this? Kim lei b'derabamine. They did such a horrible thing, Khalilah, therefore it's enough, you either get the onesh, even if you don't get the onesh, you don't pay money. Now, no one wants to examine this. Mai she'ein mitkavein. What do you mean there's no kavanah here? In lema she'ein mitkavein klau, a person didn't want to kill at all, Haimu Shogeg, where he said, yeah, Shogeg, the person is pater. Is anything superfluous in the Braita? No. We already talked about Shogeg, they didn't want to kill. For example, he wanted to punch somebody to give him to send him to the hospital for a week, he wound up sending him to the cemetery. Ela no. Shita, she'ein mikaven lazeh, ela lazeh. It's the previous case. He wants to kill A, but instead he killed B. And what does Tana B'Chizkiya say? What do they say? V'katani l'chayvo mamon ela l'fotro mamon. That he doesn't pay money, he's potter. V'bar katalu, if we're doing a case where we have to kill him, like according to Rabbanan, obviously he won't have to pay the money, because if we kill a person in Dayton, obviously he doesn't pay the money. Ela lav, what's the case? Shmamina, lav bar katalahu, lav bar mamanahu. He doesn't die, he doesn't pay, nothing happens to him. According to Tana B'Chizkiya. So let's sum up. There are three shitot in the Tanoim. If A wants to kill, if Plony wants to kill A and kill B, what happens? According to Rabbanan, Plony dies. Mitat Beitim. According to Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon, he pays Mamon. Definitely according to Rebbe. According to Tana B'Chizkiya, nothing, because it's extreme. Just like we learned from Vayikra. Just if a person causes property damage, he's always chayev to pay. Likewise, if he causes death of a human being, he's always potter to pay. Okay, this was case number one. Now let's see a case in Bava Mekama, which apparently goes to clash with this Gemara. Okay, now, we all know that there's a case of Kofar. There's a difference in a short muad and a short tam, not only for nezikin but also for kofar. If a short tam killed a human being, we don't pay kofar. If a short muad killed a human being, then the owner pays kofar. And it says, in the case of short tam, tiny eat up the top. We're going to run through the beginning, but with the zero in the last eight lines. So, put your seatbelts, and just realize we're aiming towards him. You don't want to come out of nowhere, so just get into the flow of things. Tani idach, bal hashur naki. If there's a shur tam who caused the death of a human being, the owner of that shur is potter. What's trapping? Rabbi Yosef Yili Omer, naki mitvei ladot. Not only if the shur tam killed a human being, a full-fledged human being, is he potter, but even the shur tam caused a pregnant woman to miscarry, the owner of that shur does not pay the Dmei Vladot, does not pay how much those embryos were worth. That's according to Rabbi Yosef Gmili. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Harehu Omer, Ki Inetsu Anashim. The psukim referring to a case of a woman losing the miscarrying Nevach is referring to men fighting. Ki Inetsu Anashim. Anashim. Velo Shvarim. So, why do you, Rabbi Yosef Gmili, say there's a special libud in the Torah that if the shur causes a woman to miscarry, the owner doesn't pay for the Dmei Vladot? Says Rabbi Akiva, there's no hava amina to say in the first place. Because the only place we find a person paying for an embryo is by human beings fighting it out and it getting out of hand, and an innocent pregnant woman loses her babies, loses her embryo. So wanting a special limud to say you're putter from Dmei Vladot if an animal did this, it's obviously a putter. That is the question of Rabbi Akiva on Rabbi Yosef Gmili. As says Gemara, Shapir Kama Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a very good point. So we're going to jump down here a lot. So the Amoraim, in a very detailed fashion, and I think because Hashem, like the other 2 weeks you got this in the Kiyas, well, you'll get it sitting right inside. But the aim of this Gemara is to understand what's the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Gmili. What's the Hava Amina that the owner of a shore should pay for the Dmei Vladot? So we're jumping down. Ela Abai Varav. We're like 12 lines before the end of the section here, smack in the middle. Ella by Rabba. By the way, Ella, whenever somebody wants this Ella, you know what that means? It means a blocked shot. It's a rejection of everything beforehand. Okay? It's a very big story. Whenever the Gemara says Ella, that means that until right now we're at a certain Havana, we're at a certain way of understanding, it's been rejected. Remember that Ella is a blocked shot. Ella, Abai Rabba, Dami Shabbat. This is the way I would have understood. Anashim. If men fight it out with each other, ein ason b'isha ye'anshu. If the woman doesn't die and she lost her babies, then the perpetrator pays money. Yesh ason b'isha lo ye'anshu. But if the woman dies, they don't pay the money. Because what we already learned earlier, whenever there's death, if ever there's a death of a human being involved, there's no financial payment. So, by human beings, if the woman's alive, and she never busted babies, you gotta pay. If the woman died, you gotta pay. V'lo shvarim. But if an animal's involved, if the animal caused the woman to miscarry, de'af agav de'yesh asod ye'arshu. I would have thought that even if the woman dies, you pay, because seeing that a human didn't cause the death of the woman, only an animal then I would think that the owner of the animal should at least pay for the dmei vadot, how much the babies cost. Harakata rahmana, bal hashur naki, depata. Oh, I was like, this is the way that Rabbi Yossi really understands it like this. So once again, if the humans fight it out, and they don't kill the woman, but they make her miscarry, they pay the mevladot. But if they cause the woman to die, and obviously she miscarried as well, then they don't pay the mevladot. Because whenever the death of a human is involved, through a human, there's no payment of money. But if an animal caused the woman to die, they would pay the mevladot, kamash lam, they don't. That's the more sense. Now, and this is for a major point. Let's see the Rashi on the side. Ella Abaye Varava Dami Chavai. Rashi, Lahachi Itzterev. Even Rabbi Akiva, where only Rabbi Akiva, Havamina, Anashim Veloshvim Hachi Midrash. Anashim, Hudachi Yesh Ason Bisha Loi Anshubit Mevado. If people are finding it out and a woman died, you don't pay. To come lay with the Rabbi Mine. It's too much. Once the human caused the death, then we don't pay money, as we saw earlier. Aval shvarim, afilu yesh ason yanshuvit mevado, deleka b'afil mita, chata v'chmana. So I think, but if an animal caused the death of the human, they would still pay mevado, kamash lo didn't know. And now for a major point. Back in the Gemara, makif l'rav ana bar ava, you Abaye and Rava said that the human paying or not paying is based if the woman died or didn't die. If the woman died, then the perpetrator doesn't pay the money. And if she didn't die, then you do pay the money. Wrong! Atu ba'ason talya mota. Do you really think it cares? The Torah says, the point is, if the woman died or didn't die, bikavana talya mota. It depends if you wanted the woman to die or not. Elam ravada barava, anashim, how do we learn out? If they aimed for each other and they wanted the other person to die, afagav shigesha sambisha, yanshu. You hear that? If the Colts fan tried to kill the Saints fan, but instead he killed the waitress, according to this, he pays the dmei vadot. Even though she's dead on the floor, he caused the woman to die. But since he didn't want her to die, he pays the dmei vadot. Whereas kavnu l'isha atzma lo yanshu, but of course, if they wanted the woman to die, that she was in a big saint sweatshirt, then they would not pay. Lo shvarim, that feel kavnu l'isha atzma yanshu. Rachmana v'asher nakid b'tiri. And I was like this. This is what I understand. The mere fact that a human being died here is not a reason to exempt the perpetrator from financial restitution for the embryos for the dmei vadot. The question is, did he want that woman to die or not? If he was aiming for that woman to die and he succeeded, so kin lei b'de rav minei, he doesn't pay for her, doesn't pay for the babies, have to get killed himself. But if he wanted the man to die, and not the waitress, and an accident happened, so because there was no kavana involved, he pays the money. Let's see about Rashi. Atu ba'ason talya milta. The kavanah tell you milta. Vafilu yesh ason beisha ye anshu im nekaven chaverah. The guy had murderous intent. He wanted to kill the Saints fan, and he was unsuccessful. He really wanted to kill, but instead he killed the wrong person, and he also made her miscarry. He pays for the babies. But wait a second. Haven't we already seen as a machloket tanoim? In such a case, do you pay or not pay with Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, Rebbe, Tanavi Chizkiya? What about the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Says Rashi, we have a problem here. Disvirle Rav Ada, Rabbi Shimon. Rav Ada goes like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar Masechet Sanhedrin, Veilei Nesrafin, Nitkaveim Laharogetzeh, aiming for A, Laharogetzeh, and he killed B, Patur Nimita, V'chayav Mamon. A person is pater for mita, but he has to pay for the mamon. And well, what about Tanabe Chizkiah, who said that's all extreme, just like you always pay for causing property damage, and you never pay when people die? Is this Amora Rav Ada Bar Abba going against Tanabe Chizkiah? Yes, he's going against him. The late, the Tanabe Chizkiah. The Omar Loch Lakta Bobe Mikavin, the Shin Mikavin, the Kavamon Helfat Shomamon. And so, he's against Tanabe Chizkiah. Because according to Tanabe Chizkiah, it's more than one star. When human beings die, there's just no payment whatsoever. You wanted it, you didn't want it, you had intention, you didn't have intention. If a human being died, you don't pay. Rav Ada Bar Abba says you do pay. So what? So he's arguing with him. He goes like Rebbe, like Rabbi Shimon, he argues with Tanabe Chizkiah. Okay. So, let's sum up. We saw a triple machloket tonight. If you want to kill A, you kill B. What happens? According to Rabbanan, the bad guy dies. According to Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, he pays money. According to Tanabe Chizkiah, he doesn't die, he doesn't pay anything, he walks. And his bank account walks as well. No, nothing happens. Hashem will take care of him. So we have an Amora, an Agumar, Rav Ada Bar Abba, and he brings the Gemara last line, says, thank you, Rav Chagai, Mitroma, Atavai, and Nidibi Yadai, Kanatidu Rav Ada Bar Abba, who has brought support from the Braita, that the guy caused a woman to die. He wanted to kill the saint's man. The saint's man ducked, and the witches took him. And he killed her, and he caused her miscarriage. And he has to pay restitution for the babies to the husband, to the father of those embryos. Wait a second. He caused death. How can he pay? Isn't this against Tanabe Chizkiah? According to Rashi, yes. It's against Tanabe Chizkiah. It's another machloket. Okay, so the question is, those are Gemaras. Let's see how the Rambam will pass. All right, so far so good. Any questions? Don't be shy. Okay, so let's get into the Rambams. Top Rambam, Hilchot Mitzeach, Perk Dalet, Halacha Aleph. So says the Rambam. On the Kavein Laharog Etzeh. Person's aiming for A. Laharog Etzeh. And he killed B. Patur Mitzat Beitin. So he definitely is not like Rabbana. He walks, he doesn't get killed. Uminet Hashlumin. And he doesn't pay money. This is also not like Rabbi or Rabbi Shimon, because they would say you have to pay money. I'm going to go look. But if he's ainer the clock, I'll tell the coach to bear. If he got Hazark Evan Latoch Edam Yisrael, person, the 10 Jews, person throws a rock or a grenade. Ragachamin Paturmi to Beit, and he had no person in mind specifically. He doesn't get killed. He doesn't pay any money. He just goes free. So this is not like Rabbanan. This is not like Rabbi or Rabbi Shimon. Who's left? It's like Tana. Tanabe Chizkiah. So the Rambam apparently passes black on white that when a person caused human death, lo chilakta, just like hurting property damage, you're always chayev, but causing humans to die, you're always pater. Okay, now, now, according to Rashi, can the Rambam pass from like the Gemara Bava Kama we just saw? Is he able to do such a thing? If you go like Tanabe Chizkiah, that when you cause human death, you're always pater. So if a guy's in a bar, he thinks the Saints fan ducked, he killed the waitress, and she was pregnant and made her lose the embryo, miscarry. So according to Chizkiah, and the Rambam passes like it, is he going to pay or not pay? He's not going to pay. Right, that's the chur what the Rambam should pass it, because according to Rashi, it's either or. You cannot have Tanabe Chizkiah and the Gemara Bava Kama or Rav Ada Bar Abba together. They're mutually exclusive. But look what the Rambam does. When Hilchot Chovel Amazon. Parak Dalet Halacha Hanogefet Taisha, he hit a woman who was pregnant. V'yatzu Yiladea, she miscarried. Vameta, and she died. Afa Pishay Ashogeg. Now, he was under the influence. He felt that she was an aggressive waitress, and he didn't want to. She said he should give a bigger tip, and it was super compulsory night, and he had nothing in his mind. You want to give a tip? So she was hovering over him and said, no, and he pushed her. He wanted her to get out of his face, but he pushed her, she tripped, she banged her head, and she and the babies went away. Hariza Paturna Tashlumin, the Eno Mashalim Flum. He's Patur. Why? Shnemar, the Lo Yason Anoshianesh. Now, once again, was he intending to push her or the saint's man? According to the Rambam, which is so. He was wanting to push her. She was in his face. He didn't want to kill her. He said, give me space. He said, no, you can give me a tip. He said, give me space. He said, no, you can give me a tip. So finally, he pushes her a little bit too hard. She banged her head against the wall. She fell down. She's finished. And the baby, she miscarried as well. So, in such a case, he doesn't get killed because he didn't want to kill her. And he doesn't pay money because kin labor derived from mine. If ever there's a case if a person caused death, even though he himself won't die in Beitin, but he could have died in Beitin if he would have been bemazed, he doesn't pay for the monetary loss. But it says the next Rambam, he really wanted to hurt that woman. He didn't want to kill her, but she was the recipient of his wrath. He was aiming for the saint's family. And the fan ducked. Instead, the beer bottle hit her and killed her. Seeing that he killed her without kavana, hareze kedavar she'ein bo mitat beitin u'mishalein mei lado. Sorry, the Rama makes a distinction between if he wanted to hurt her or not. If he wanted to push her, he didn't want to kill her, and he killed her, he doesn't have to pay. But if he wanted to kill somebody else, and he wound up killing her and making her abort the baby, to miscarry, he does pay. So, we have a very big problem. Didn't the Rambam just pass on the top, like Tanna Beifeskia, that whenever there's human death, there's no money? And now he's saying, if you didn't want her to die, if you didn't want to hurt her, but you hurt her, you pay the money for the Mei Vladot. So the Rambam paskins, like the Gemara's in Hedjim, like Tanna Beifeskia, and he still manages to paskin like the Gemara Baba Kama, like Ravada Barava, like the Breiter, Ravada Barava. Amazing. This is, according to Rashi, you can't do that. Neither according to Ravid can he. Let's take a look at the Ravid here, the bottom Ravid. Hasagat Ravid. Med Rav Rimu Shikadu Al Yishav Al Imkadu Al Chaver Al Ragad Yishav Al Chulay. Amar Avraham! Lo Nichavra Hanolta. I understand this. Rav Yishimon Az, it's like Rav Yishimon Amar Nikadu Al Ragad Zev Al Ragad Zev Patur Mimita. The Inu Gufay, the Ram himself, Pasak, Kichizkiya, the Amar, Lo Chilak De Ben Shogit Lamezev, Imkadu Nishim Mikadim, up on top, you pass them like Tanavei Chizkiya. Whenever there's human death, you don't pay money. You don't pay for the Tanavei Vado. And here he says, you do pay. How can the Rambam do this? Let's take a look at the straight Nakasha. Let's take a look at the Griz here. It brings down the Mepharshim. Magi Mishasham, Lishal Dat Rav Zal, the Chayvim Mitot Shogun Petsunin at the Shlumin, the Sikh in the head, you know, narrow, Tanavei Chizkiya, Bezach, Chelik, Shinful, Peshuk, Lamezit, he says he wants to make a chiluk between Gemara Baba Kama and Sanhedrin. So Lach Mishnah says he can't do this. It's listed Pesach Rambam in Perek Dal Alchotzei Top. There's no distinction. The Rambam seems to have explicitly distorted what he's saying, contradicted himself, because no one in. Bottom line, if there is human death, does one pay for Tamei Vadot or any financial restitution or not? You look at Tanna Beifeskia, no. It's just like, it's absolute. Just like when you cause property damage, you always pay. When a person causes Halila, human death, you never pay. And I'm passing that way. And yet, he goes like the Gemara Baba Kama, that if a person aims for A but killed B and caused B to miscarry, you pay for the money. But Tanna Beifeskia says you don't. So what's going on here? So the Ravid is very upset with this. So is Lach Mishnah. We have a very, very big problem. Okay. So the Griz says like this. First of all, who is the Griz? What does the Griz stand for? Hagon. Hagon Yusek Zev. His father was? Rav Chaim. His grandfather was? Basically, very good. His brother was? Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Whose nephew was? Okay, very good. We're holding. Very good. So this is Saman. Very good. He got it very well. The Beit HaLevi, Rav Yosef HaLevi Soloveitchik, was the co-Rosh Yeshiva in Balazhin, within the tziv was on top, and he later became the Rav Slutskin of Brisk. Among his children was Rav Chaim, who was the Rav who was Rebbe in Balazhin and was Dinik Tzitzim in Brisk, the famous Rav Chaim Brisker. His older son was Moshe Soloveitchik, younger son was Rav Elba. Rav Yitzchak Zev Yalev Soloveitchik, he escaped through the Shoah, lost a few children. He got to Yerushalayim, the famous Brisks in Yerushalayim are from him. His oldest son was Rav Beryl, Rav Yosef Dovalin Soloveitchik, first cousin of the Rav from YU, Boston YU. And the Grizz's children, amongst the lives, Rav Meir Soloveitchik, Azakola, and Rav Meshulam David Soloveitchik. His grandson, Rav Ram Yeshua, that's the son of Beryl's son, he has the largest Brisker Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. That's his grandson. So the Grizz says the following thing. That the two concepts here, which we're talking about, there is kimle for the rabbinine, and there is ein damin mole. Let's think about it. Another case. Let's say this gentleman is walking down the street. He's wearing a $500 suit from Italy, and the person goes up, shoots him in the heart. Now, before the bullet hit him in the heart, it also ruins his beautiful suit, flooded with a lot of money. So there are two questions here. He killed a human being. And he caused property damage. So you have to think: can a person pay for the value of a human being? And secondly, that's one question. And the second question is: the property which was damaged in the act of murder, the mamon acher, which is similar to dmei vado, should he pay for the property as well? He says these are two separate outlooks. These are two separate questions, and separate rules govern these items. So once again, there's actually killing a human being. Let's say a person wasn't wearing any clothes. He killed in the swimming pool. So long as there's no property damage. That's one question. Does a person pay for the death of a human being? And the second question is, besides that, if a person killed somebody else, and he shot his glasses, which are worth a lot of money, he shot his Italian suit, he ruined it, do you pay for the property which was destroyed at the same time? he wants to say, the two Gemaras here in Bava Kamma and in Sanhedrin are approaching separate issues. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about, is there mamon mole? The person wants to kill A, wound up killing B. He didn't want to kill B, he wanted to kill number A. So according to Rabbanim, we killed a murderer, fine. But according to Rabbi Shimon Tanei Chizkiya, you didn't want to kill B, but you did. And we're not going to kill you. Do you have to pay for his monetary value? According to Rabbi Rabbi Shimon, yes. According to Rabbi Chizkiya, no. That's one outlook. The Gemara Bava Kamma is approaching a totally separate issue. The Dmei Vado are looked upon as property. They're not born yet, they're embryos. They're looked upon as property. When a person killed the mother, the waitress, he also caused monetary damage. There's a person, while killing, and there's also attached to that property damage, not the value of a human being, but financial damage loss as well, do you pay or not? Alright, that's Dr. Dhamma. Let's see how the Grizz explains this. So let's look inside here, on the Grizz, on the left side. Okay. Where it says, Vashir Nira, we're 12 lines up from the top. In the left side, you have about 12, 15 lines. After the period, Vashir Nira. Vasher Nireh Mukrach Mubuar Vashitat HaRamah Vizeh. The Svirle, the Ha'at Zaminim V'Sanhedrin, Vigam Be'eno Mekavein Patur Midmei HaNeran, Vishim Ha'at Natanim Devei Chizkiyah, that Lo Chilavda, Ein Zeklau Din Vishum Kim Lei B'Ramine. Kim Lei means let him stand B'Darabah Mineh, in the greater thing, which means a person caused death, and it caused financial damage. And we say, worry about the death, don't worry about the financial damage. That's not the case in Sanhedrin. Ki'im, the din b'fnei atzmo, it's a separate halacha, tal harigat adam leka chiyuv mamon. That when a person caused another person to die, there's no financial penalty. V'zel gam ikur milta d'chizkiya. This is what Chizkiya is saying. The lo tachlok bo bein mekavein l'shem mekavein l'chayv mamon el l'chotcho mamon. So what's he saying like this? No matter what, if a person caused another person to die, according to Chizkiya, never pay money for the death of that person. It's me. You like that person, you like that person, you want somebody else to die, you want somebody else to die, you want him to die, you want him to die. You never pay money for that person's death as giving a price tag on a person. Mikavi, Moshe, Eno Mikavi, it doesn't make a difference. What's the difference between Shogi and Eno Mikavi? Shogi means you want to hurt this person, you don't want this person to die. Eno Mikavi means you don't want to hurt this person at all, you want to hurt somebody else. It's irrelevant. If you're causing the death of a human being, Ein damim lemeit, according to Tanvei Chizkiah. According to Rebbe, yeah, you pay for that person. You want to die, so we look at it as a financial issue, so pay how much a person is worth in the slave market. But according to Tanvei Chizkiah, no. You cause a person to die, for killing that person, there is no price tag on a person. You really didn't want it to happen. We know you didn't want it to happen. It doesn't make a difference. There's no price tags on people. Okay, now let's jump down. Now here's a major point. When Chizkiah says lo tachlok b'bein mezid l'shogeg b'bein mikavein l'shinu mikavein, there are two things. Chada. The lo tachlok b'bein shogeg b'mezid tu zedin ha'amor b'din b'kim le'rabinei v'gam b'shogeg chashib kim le'i b'derabinei v'shenit the lo tachlok b'bein mikavein l'shinu mikavein l'inu d'mei ha'nera v'gam b'ein mikavein b'leik b'tun l'kim le'rabinei gav k'leik b'kim t'shum l'nera. Okay, so once again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is saying there's no price tag for causing a human being to die. It doesn't matter, even if you want to hurt this person at all, you don't pay any money. But there's a separate law. Means money which was lost or damaged at the same time of the death. For example, the guy's suit, for example, the guy's glasses, for example, the woman's embryos. Now, there, the Torah says, if you shogeg, get off the hook. But if you're Eino Mikavein, you have to pay. Because once again, shogeg is worse than Eino Mikavein. Shogeg means you want to hurt this person. You want to push the person away. You want to get him out of your face. You won't even mind sending him to the hospital for a week. Or home for 2 weeks. But you don't want to kill that person. That's shogeg. Eino Mikavein means you don't want to hurt this person at all. The Minachim here. If a person aims for somebody else and winds up killing this woman for what she's worth, of course he doesn't pay. Aim dumb and lunate. But for the worth of the embryos, that's like mama not there. If you're not shogeg, you're merely aino mitkavein, you do pay. Because kim labor the rabamine, which is referring to attached to monetary damages, not the human life, but rather additional monetary damages. When you get off the hook if you're shogeg, but if you're eino mitkavein, you have to pay. So that's the Gemara Bava Kama. What's the Gemara Bava Kama saying? We're talking about the embryos. We're not talking about the life of the woman who got killed in the bar. We're talking about the baby she miscarried, which are, for our purposes, looked upon as a financial inyan. So what's it going to say? Ela maravada barava. It's not telling him what? Atu ba'asim talya milta. If she dies, that's getting off the hook? No. If she dies, but was eino mitkavein, you have to pay. Right? Elam rabat barava. Anashim ki nikav lo zel azeh. Af gev shish yisod bisha yen shu. If Plony tried to kill A and wound up killing the waitress instead, he's eino mitkavein. So for what she's worth, of course he doesn't pay. But for the financial loss, he does pay. Nikav lo isha atzma lo yen shu. But if they aim to kill her, or to hurt her even, which is shogeg, one will not pay for the additional financial obligations. So let's say it's that side. So once again, there are two concepts here. The Gemaras are approaching two separate things. One is, inherent human life does have a price tag or not? That's question number A. And question number two is, if a person caused the death of a human being for the resulting financial losses of the clothes, of the embryos, of the glasses, do you pay or not? So, the first question is, yesh damim lemeit, or ein damim lemeit? It's machloket tonight. According to Rebbe, yeah, if you're not going to die, and you don't want this person to die, and Beit Din's not going to do anything to you, like Rabbi Shimon, you have to pay the money, says Rabbi. There is dam and lamed. Of course, it's Hanabi Cheskiah. No. Aim dam and lamed. Even if you had no knowledge, you did not want to push her, you were aiming for somebody else completely, you didn't want her to die or get hurt at all, aim dam and lamed. There's no price tag. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Rabban Pasan Zaiku, a Tanabe Cheskiah. But there's a second issue, which the Gemara Baba Kama addresses. What's that issue? For the financial losses of the suit, of the glasses, of the shoes, of the embryos, does Kimle the Rabban Mine exempt the perpetrator or not? And we say the following thing. If you're shogeg, you are exempt from pay, because you're in the ballpark of having to die. Because from shogeg to mezid is not a very far step. But if it's eno mikave, you meant no harm whatsoever the person who got killed, you won't pay for that person's life. You will pay for the glasses, for the shirt, for the suit, and even for the embryos. Now let's take a look at the Rambam inside and see how the Rambam, if this works out in the Rambam. Top Rambam. Hamikave laharo getzeh. A person aims for A, Vahara could say, killed B. Patur mitat beitin, umina tashlumin. What's the tashlumin? For the monetary value of that human being. Umina galur, the fee. Okay? So what's this more going like? This is Tanan de Bechizkia. That ein damim lame. Loch lat de bobe mezid the shogig, bein mit kavein le sheinu mit kavein. Even if you had no ratzon whatsoever to cause any amount of harm to this human being, ein damim lame. But now let's look at the bottom Rambam. Hanogeshe taisha v'yatsu yiladeh v'meita. Now we're talking here about, it doesn't say she died. Yatsu yiladeh. We're talking about additional financial inyanim here. Afal pi she'a shogei harizeh patur m'tashlumin m'shalim klum. Because if there was an ason, if he wanted her to things to happen to her, he's no gefti shah. He aimed to hurt her. He just went too far. He's begetter shogeg. It's not eno mekaveh. He's shogeg, which means he hurt the person, just went too far. Here, kim labor the rabbi minay, he hasn't paid for the attending monetary losses. But the next halacha, the medvah memorim, that you don't pay for the mamon hanosaf, the additional money, v'shnekaveh le'isha. Ava im nekaveh le'chaveiro, v'negafeh isha, totally by accident, afi shemeta, hol v'himita below kavanah. It doesn't say he pays for her. What does Rambam say? Harizek davar she'ein bo mitzat beitin u'mishalem dmei vado. Once again, he doesn't pay for what she's worth. What does he pay for? For the financial attending financial yanim, such as dmei vado or the suit she's wearing. Oh, so that's the way the Rambam understands it. That, and by the way, this really is a Tosfot in Bava Kama and in Subas. Tosfot says, let's take a look at the bottom right. Beishogi lemezid. The shlosha miyani mamon ivi tanu bechizkia. Tanu bechizkia is talking about three separate classifications. The bein shogi lemezid, myri b'mamon acher behami mita. In other words, the suit the victim was wearing, the glasses the victim was wearing, and she was pregnant. V'nafgalanina. Right, that's the Gemara in Bava Kama. But aval, two lines beneath that, that's not referring to additional money with the death of the person. For example, the suit that the victim was wearing, or if she was carrying embryos. To be shogeg nafka, makam chomeru, ella liftor mitmei haneman. What does mikaveh l'shena mikaveh mean? That wherever the financial worth of the victim was, you don't pay. The mafuki mirebi, as opposed to Rebbe says, you do pay. According to Tanu Bei Chizkia, kamash one, you don't pay. So we thought that the Gemara Bava Kama, which says if the woman dies, you pay the dmei vado, is contradicting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which according to the Rambam Bechizkiah says that you never pay when a person died. And Rashi learns, indeed, there is a steer between two Gemaras, and Rashi says, we can't have both, one and not the other. The Rambam is like both. The Rambam says, we're talking about different things. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the worth of the human being who died. We paskin like Tanami Chizkiya against Rebbe. You never pay for the death of a human being. Never, ever, ever. You meant it, you didn't mean it, it was an accident, it was nothing. You never pay. That's the top line. Whereas the Gemara Bava Kama is not talking about the value of the woman who died. You never paid for that. Even if you didn't want this to happen. There it's referring to what? To her financial, to the other finances which were additional there, the mamun acher, namely the embryos, similar to the suit which the victim was wearing. And here is the difference in shogi and in a mikani. If you're shogi, which means you want, you're up to no good, you want to cause some damages that went too far, you don't pay for the mamun acher, you're off the hook. But if you're anal mikani, which means you had no harm for this person at all intended, then you do pay for the additional money. So going back to the original question, they killed lots of us and they destroyed a lot of our property. So there's no such halacha of kinyan ramine to get non-Jews off the hook. But so even though lechora for the Jewish property value damage, they stole our homes, they stole our clothes, they stole our everything, for financial damages, it appears that they would have to pay. Because Kimlei Ramine only exempts Jews, doesn't exempt non-Jews. But for killing human beings, the Torah is very clear. We go to Tanya Fiske. Ain tamir lamir. Don't put a price tag on people. Even if it was done ain mikavi and shogi, and certainly b'mezid, ain tamir lamir. The Zadash and Barak, we should realize that as it actually Rav Willig put things on the table, we talk about domestic violence, that another thing which teenagers, even people above teenagers, alright, have a problem with is like driving very quickly. I'm not putting, we have to watch ourselves, that especially males, that halacha l'maaseh, that we should really be working ourselves, that we get behind the car and they have to realize that yesh din v'yesh dayan, and that we have to really be careful to not go the fast way, and really in shmiras nafesh, that we should really take care of ourselves and other people, and that's what Gashbuk was having. We have to exercise, we have to take care and watch these things, and go on Torah. All right. All the best. Go.